Yuma Perek Zayin Mishnah Base 7-2 in a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. Haroa Kohen Gadol Kishu Kore. One who watched the Kohen Gadol while he read the Kriyas HaTorah Yom Kippur, Einoroa Par Vesir HaNisrafim, would not be able to also observe the burning of that bull and goat that was offered in the middle, on the inside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, I should say. Varoa Par Vesir HaNisrafim, and similarly one who was watching the burning of the bull and goat that are burned, which is done, as you said before, outside of Yerushalayim, in a special place designated for the burning of such offerings, Einaroa Kohen Gadol Kishu Kora, would not be able to watch the Kohen Gadol read the Kriyas HaTorah in the Ezra's Nashim. V'lo mipnei she'eino rishai. It's not that one would not be permitted to go, let's say, from the scene where they're burning the bull and goat to go to the Kriyas HaTorah. Ela she'haisa derech rechoka. It's just that the distance between the venue for each of the two events was quite a distance. Umalecha shnein shavakachas, and the activities of both of them were happening at the same time. The Kohen Gadol read essentially at the same time as the cow and goat were burned, and therefore you couldn't be at two places at one time. And that's the whole Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is pretty straightforward, and if you ask yourself, well, that was a lot of words to say one basic point, which is the timing of the Kriyas HaTorah and the burning of the Par and the Seir and the Seraphim happened at the same time. So the answer is that there is a limud to be, or at least two limudim to be taken from this Mishnah. The first is that there is a mitzvah to participate, even as a spectator, in another mitzvah. The general rule which says, Barov am hadras melech, it's based on a pasuk, that's a pasuk in Mishlei Proverbs, and that principle is that the glory of the king is enhanced by more people participating simultaneously in a mitzvah. And that's always true, which is why, for argument's sake, if you could say Kiddush separately or with one person saying it for everybody, the preference is for one person saying it for everybody, because Barov am hadras melech, if more people participate in the Kiddush simultaneously saying Amen, that's better than ever making their own Kiddush. However, our point of our Mishnah is that even though that's true, the principle of Barov am hadras melech doesn't restrict you when you're only a passive participant. And since all we're talking about here is people standing by and watching, let's say, the burning of the bull and the goat, so that is a mitzvah in as much as Barov am hadras melech, more people participating, being spectators in the burning, is adding to the gravitas of the day and therefore to the kavod of Hashem. And nevertheless, there isn't the isser of Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. There's a separate principle, unrelated really, which says that if you have a mitzvah to do, so then ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, you're not allowed to pass it up. You have to seize it as you get to it. We discussed this a little bit before. We talked about the corner from where the Kohen Gadol would begin in the blood applications in the inner golden altar. So the same idea is, if I'm handing out cups from Kiddush for everyone to drink from their perspective cup, so when I give the cup to you, the proper thing to do is to drink the cup rather than pass it on to another guest, because in ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, you should drink the cup that's in front of you, assuming it's for you and not designated for somebody else. And this comes to many applications, like when you open your tefillin, you're supposed to arrange it that you get the shel yad before the shel rosh as you open the tefillin bag, so you don't pass over the shel rosh, etc. Many applications. The point is that while it's true in ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, you can't pass up a mitzvah, if you're just a passive spectator and you're fulfilling the mitzvah barov am hadras melech, that's not enough of a mitzvah that would disallow you from passing it up to go participate elsewhere, since you're just a passive participant. And therefore, the point of our mission is that while there is a merit to participating and being a spectator as either the Kriyas HaTorah or the burning of the bull and goat are mitzvahs as spectators, barov am hadras melech, you're adding to the kavod of Shemayim. Nevertheless, you would be allowed to leave one, let's say the burning of the bull, to go to the Seir the Kriyas HaTorah, and that would not be a violation of in ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, well, that in theory would be permitted, in practice, you can't do it, because the distance between the two events is too far apart, and you can't be at both places at the same time, and therefore you have to choose one, not the other, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says, v'lo mipnei she'eino rishai. It's not that you're not allowed to leave it, Elesh Shehayisa Derech Rechoka, just that it was too far of a distance between the two activities which were happening at the same time.